The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up now with Three Rifles in Afghanistan, and we can speak to the commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Charlie McConaughey. Charlie, good to speak to you. How's things going so far for the Rifles?
Yeah, Mark, everything is going really well as it stands right now. As you know, I've been out here now for just over a month. Some people have been out here for longer. And actually, the last elements of sort of Three Rifles got here sort of 2.5 weeks ago, but we're all now sort of deployed out into our various locations across central Helmand, we obviously, when we arrived into Bastion, we had that final bit of training that we needed to do, which is known as RSOI, the reception staging and onward integration bit, which basically gave some of us another 8 days of final training, just to make sure all our skills are completely sort of tuned and honed in for the operations that we'll be conducting over the next 6 months. But we're all settled now. The weather is heating up as I speak, although we did have two horrendous days of rain last week, which sort of turned some bits of the sort of deserty areas into sort of something that resembled Salisbury Plain, which is a bit of a surprise. And I hear it sort of slightly similar to the weather that's currently going on in Edinburgh at the moment.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the training. You mentioned you've been out yourself there for a month. The rest of the guys have come out over the last few weeks. The training and the amount of recce's, for example, that you've put in, I can't imagine that there's any surprises now that you've officially taken over the role.
No, I think our preparation has been absolutely sort of spot on. I think I've been out here sort of three or four times over the last year, and so you're right. I'm not really surprised necessarily by anything. Obviously, the difference really now is that we're probably properly stuck into our job. So, you know, one of the first things that certainly from a brigade advisory group perspective is that we've been spending time with our Afghan National Army opposite numbers. Really getting to know them, drinking lots of chai, and sort of building up that really essential relationship. But equally, we've had a sort of an imperative sort of thrown on us straight away, which has been a brigade level operation to plan and to execute, which has sort of taken up the initial sort of last, I suppose, really 3 weeks. So we sort of arrived, a very quick settling in for a couple of days, and then straight into sort of planning a major operation.
And how much can you tell us about that operation?
Yeah, the operation itself, and again, what we need to understand is that the whole reason for doing the operation, it was designed by the Afghan National Security Forces. So the sort of origins of this, you know, they are deciding the security priorities for themselves within central Helmand, and that's sort of done by the Afghan National Army, the police and local government. They decided they needed to do an operation in an area called the Nad Ali Dasht, which is a sort of desert area, and the purpose very much to get into that area and to clear the insurgent strongholds away from it, and remove the sort of improvised explosive devices that exist in that area, but also their sort of, you know, their bomb making and facilitation routes to sort of completely disrupt that, with the whole purpose of sort of being able to free up local national movement much more than it has been previously, and it was a complete success. So they planned the operation themselves, and then they sort of executed it themselves. And, you know, the key for us as advisors is we're very much in a supporting role for them. I deployed my teams of advisors on the ground with them. But again, you know, they're sort of more in the shadows than taking a leading role. And it was really impressive to see the Afghan National Army, you know, sort of move across ground in a sort of controlled and coordinated fashion. They've got some capabilities which are working incredibly well. So, for example, their route clearance company, which proves routes, their explosive ordnance disposal groupings dealt with all the improvised explosive devices that we found, and we found over 22, and they dealt with all of them. And they managed to resupply themselves over incredibly challenging terrain, you know, which was completely messed up by a sort of change in the weather when it rained. So my sort of first impressions of seeing the Afghan National Army operate were hugely positive. And I think the other aspects of this is that this was a sort of joint operation that, which saw the Afghan National Army working intimately with the Afghan Uniformed Police, the National Directorate of Security, and various other agencies, and you know, it was them running the show themselves. As I said, our role is very much in support, in the background. They do rely on us for certain things if it came to it in extremis, and sort of medevac would be perhaps one of those areas still where they're looking to us. But again, only in extremis, to be honest. So a hugely positive experience, and you know, I think if we continue to go forward like that, and again, you know, they clearly like to be in the lead and want to be in the lead, and that's really reassuring to see.
Oh, no, that really is fantastic news. Now, I know in the great scheme of things, you've not been away for that long, but anyone back home you want to say hello to, and indeed a message for the families here?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to say hello to Ruth and my two boys, Edward and William, and really all the families back home. As I said before, we deployed. You know, the only reason we can do what we do here in Afghanistan is because of the support and the love that we get from our families back in Edinburgh and across the whole country. You know, I think my message to them is, you know, we are missing you greatly. The riflemen across the board are doing a fantastic job out here. They are making a difference. And I think a lot of them, you know, some of the riflemen have been really surprised from what they remember of previous tours to where they are now. There have been significant changes. And again, that's really good news. But, you know, we do miss our families greatly. And we're obviously very appreciative for all the letters and parcels and everything else that we get. You know, a big hello to everyone back in Edinburgh. And I think finally would be, you know, we're also very grateful for all the support we're getting for our Swift and Bold appeal. We've sort of raised a reasonable amount of money already, but there's still a long way to go. So, you know, I would encourage anyone who can help to raise some funds for our wristband appeal. If they go to the swiftandbold.org website, they'll see the latest information about what we're up to in Afghanistan, but also it provides the links on how people can donate. You know, very grateful for all the support we're getting there.
Excellent. Lieutenant Colonel Charlie McConachie, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks very much, Mark.
And we can speak now to Rifleman Danny East. Danny, good to speak to you. And how's the deployment? Still early days for you. How's the deployment going?
The deployment's going okay. We've been out here about 7 weeks now, and we're just starting to break in now. We have been broken in. It's getting into the main part of the tour.
Has it been what you've expected?
I've been out before, so I knew what to expect, and yeah, it's all the same really.
Yeah, okay. And what's your particular role this time around?
I'm working with the commanding officer as his force protection whenever he needs to go out and visit call signs, other advisors.
You're part of his TAC team, yeah?
Yeah, part of his TAC team.
Okay. Does that give you certain privileges, would you say?
No, I wouldn't say privileges. I'd say gives us a chance to see more of the ground than anybody else. But no, definitely not more privileges.
No better conditions? Better food?
Probably better conditions than some of the other lads out on the ground. And some better food as well.
Okay. What about back home? Who's back home for you, Danny?
I've got my fiancée, Lindsay Alexander, back home. He's waiting for me.
Have you been able to keep in touch with her quite easily so far?
Yeah, I've been able to keep in contact with her working 12-hour shifts and me working out here. But yeah, I've been able to keep in contact.
Brilliant. And anyone else you want to say hello to while you're on?
I'd like to say hello to James Jackson and his wife, Amanda Jackson, and their unborn, hopefully, daughter.
Danny, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
And we can speak now to Rifleman John Cann. John, although you're with three rifles, you're actually TA, is that right?
That is correct, yes. I'm from the southwest.
Okay, and how's the attachment going for you so far then?
It's going really well. I'm enjoying myself a lot. It's great to be... doing the business with a regular army battalion.
And when did you find out you were going to be attached to Three Rifles?
I found out last year. My battalion said that, you know, Three Rifles were looking for volunteers from Six Rifles, my battalion, and I decided to go for it.
And have you found the integration seamless? Has everyone welcomed you with open arms?
Yeah, generally. I feel like I'm one of the guys. It's really, I've been welcomed with open arms. It's really good.
And what about the real job?
I was a university student, so I finished my studies and more or less went straight into this tour. This is essentially my first job.
And is it more or less what you've expected so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the tour so far. I've been on one operation so far, and it's lived up to my expectations and more.
Now, you mentioned back home. Who is back home for you? Anyone you would like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my mum and dad, obviously, and I hope they're doing well.
Okay, and where about are they?
They are in Surrey.
John, thanks very much for your time today, and all the very best.
No worries, cheers, Mark.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.